of a bed, the Lord your God brought you out of Egypt by night. Pow. Pat. A month on this verse. Easy. But I'll do it in just a few moments. But it is powerful. It is a beautiful passage. All right, first of all, we'll note a few things. First of all, they are to observe the month of Abib. The word observe in the Hebrew is shamar, and the Hebrew word means to keep or to watch, to preserve. Now, I have no problem writing shamar in the Hebrew. Once in a while I'll do that when I think it's something that will communicate. I just talked to a pastor friend and was candidating in another church out in the West Coast, and he came in and just gave a super message from the scriptures, and they wrote to him that he didn't write any Greek or Hebrew on the board, and they didn't want him. And you stand back and you go, whoa, how much Greek and Hebrew do they know? And so he wrote back, and they don't know any. But that's what they wanted. And I'm not here for that. Now, once in a while I do, and I think it can communicate something to you. What is more important to you is, what does that Hebrew word mean? Well, it says, observe the month. In fact, you have two different words in the Hebrew in this verse. Observe and celebrate. Look at verse 1. Observe the month, celebrate the Passover. So we have two different things going on here that we'll just note very quickly. Now, the Hebrew word for observe means to keep, to watch, or to preserve. Here it means to be faithful. This is important. The word means to be faithful, to observe, be faithful, to watch, faithful, to celebrate the festivities of the month of Abib. Now, let's make a transfer to the church age, and the age of the Spirit, the age that you and I now live in. We are to be faithful in the celebration of the Lord's table. Now, if we understand this word, to observe, shamar, as meaning to be faithful, put it on the board here, I want to show you something. To be faithful in the celebration of the Lord's table together, okay, faithful. Does anyone know, does anyone remember where our faithfulness comes from? Where does faithfulness come from? I'm sorry? The fruit of the Holy Spirit. That is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5. So what is the issue? What's the point I'm making is that if a person is walking in the Spirit by faith, constantly walking with the Spirit, this is one thing the Holy Spirit will give to that person, a faithfulness in the things that we are to do in the church. I know Christians that have gone years without celebration of the Eucharist. I have trouble understanding how they are being faithful in their walking in the Spirit. Because this is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. This isn't something that you do by self-will. This isn't by the flesh. People, the flesh does not want to be faithful in observing the Lord's table, in communion. It doesn't want to be. So we have to have, what we can offer is simply our faith directed toward the power of God, the Holy Spirit, and He brings in this faithfulness. So here is our relationship in the faithful and observing the Lord's Supper. Is a faith relationship with the third member of the Godhead. Now, the month of Abib, the Hebrew word means fresh. It means young ears of corn, ears of barley, and it refers to the month of the farming of corn and barley, things like that. It means turning green. Means the month of green ears, if you please. It means sprouting, budding. And it's the first month of the Hebrew calendar. It corresponds to parts of our month of March and April. Some people know it by the month of Nisan. That's more properly known in understanding the Jewish calendar is Nisan, N-I-S-A-N. But you'll find in the Old Testament it is referred to also, like I think there are two or three references to Nisan. There are several references referring to it as Abib or the sprouting. or the a booming type of concept in the spiritual, then we have, and this is important in regard to where you and I live in the church age. Now, it's used for a time of the calendar, time of the year. It's the time of the year when the corn and the barley and all will start forming the ears and things start turning green and blossoming. Now, in the spiritual realm that you and I live in, there is no concept, I'll put it like this, no concept of time in that regard for you and for me. There's no concept of the time in our perspective. What there is in our perspective is simply being born into the family, being put into Christ, and then a transforming that takes place in our life. It's not like there's a time of the year. There is a transforming that is going on as far as the believer is concerned. There is, as it were, a resurrection. If you want to take the ideal of the blossom, there is a resurrection from the old man. Here's the old man that we were, and there is a resurrection into.